Congressman Peter Welch, a Democrat of Vermont, at large, in office since 2007, and a great favorite around here. We love Vermont, and we think you're doing a terrific job as the only congressman for all of Vermont. Do you ever get in that office and say, I wish I had a friend?
You know, I really enjoy being the single member because I represent the entire fantastic state of Vermont.
It is.
And I've got two great colleagues in the Senate with Patrick and Bernie. So, no, I'm really, really fine with it.
But, of course, as I pointed out many times, there are two of them and only one of you. And that's really something. That makes you, as I said, on Sesame Street special. Okay, so now let's talk about the ACA as we're speaking right now. A new version, yet another new version of Trump Care comes out. The president has made it clear, I don't care what you pass, just pass something. Parenthesis, so I can get some credit for it. What do you make of all of this?
Well, it's a desperate Hail Mary pass in their last gasp effort to repeal health care and throw 22 million people off of the health care bill. I mean, it's truly bizarre because the discussion here is not about improving health care. It's not about reforming health care. And there's a lot to be done in both those areas. It's about taking health care away from 22 million Americans and giving an $800 billion tax cut to folks making over $1 million. That's really what this bill is. So I find it bizarre that you use, or one uses, the term health care reform in this bill in the same sentence. It's a tax cut bill, plain and simple. And President Trump has indicated, hey, I'll sign anything, and he'll call it whatever he wants. And Mitch McConnell is playing that game with him. He just wants to get something to him. And it's about them making good on their, quote, promise to repeal and replace the health care bill, but they don't have a replacement. So it's pretty bad. We've got to defeat it. And then, frankly, if we can defeat it, maybe we can start having bipartisan discussions about how we can make the health care system here better and more affordable.
If you were to put money on this, Peter Welch, do you think that he'll get it passed?
No, I don't. There's too many Republican governors that are speaking out about how this would have catastrophic consequences to the people in their state who depend on this health care bill and to the budgets in their state. And then you're seeing some pushback from some senators who represent those districts. And what we're seeing from Mr. McConnell is that he's not backing down on an approach that at the end of the day is going to kick 22 million people off of health care. And I think that's just unacceptable for a number of Republican governors and a number of Republican senators. So I don't think they're going to make it. That's obviously my hope. And that then once they fail, it opens up the possibility of real discussions about how do you improve our healthcare system. But we'll see. They're determined.
Well, let's talk about politics a minute. These people in the Senate, and I'm a little bit aghast at what I've been hearing from Susan Collins in Maine, who was supposed to be one of the holdouts, who's saying we're not there. Things like, I don't want to use the exact words, but we're not there yet. We need more. That sounds like the door is pretty much open for some of the holdouts.
Well, it does. And frankly, that alarms me as well, because if what they do is just make some cosmetic changes, for instance, delay the demise of Medicaid so that in 3 or 4 years it's gone instead of 1 or 2, and that appeases people like Senator Collins, that would be a disaster because you'd just be putting lipstick on a pig. We've really got to get those folks to stand up and stand by those people in Maine and those people in Ohio, Senator Portman, who really their lives are going to be turned upside down if their health care is taken away with no reasonable alternative.
What is Mitch McConnell doing? He says, okay, you Republicans in my conference, if you don't do this, then I have to talk to Chuck Schumer. What's wrong with talking to Chuck Schumer? I don't get that.
That's exactly right. Because, you know, he said that last week when I was in Vermont marching in parades and having a great time 4th of July. Down here in Washington, I realized that, hey, when McConnell did that, it was a threat to his Republican colleague.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a desire to talk to Democrats. Back in Vermont, people think that, hey, it's about time. Let's talk together. We've got a common problem, and let's make some progress. So, in fact, I don't think Senator McConnell wants to talk to Democrats, but if his bill is defeated, he may have to. And by the way, that's the right thing to do. This is a healthcare system that needs to be adjusted. We spend too much on health care. But the approach that Senator McConnell is taking is that he's going to control health care costs by basically taking away health care from 22 million Americans. That's not cost control. That's just survival of the fittest. What we need to be doing is focusing on costs, like bringing down the cost of prescription drugs, like moving from a fee-for-service payment system to these accountable care organizations or bundled payments. So there's a lot we need to do, and Mitch McConnell isn't even going close to approaching those things. But if ultimately we get to both sides talking, then we can start making some progress.
Well, you know, I have this thing called the St. Peter test. You get up to the gates, and no matter what your religion, whoever we're talking about is the admitting agent right now, and they say to you, how could you put 23 million people off of health care? How could you do that? What in the world? You're a politician. What in the world are these people thinking?
Well, I think Senator McConnell is going to have some explaining to do on that one when he talks to the St. Peter equivalent, whoever that may be for him. But, you know, here's the bottom line. This is the big debate here. Should government play some role in trying to achieve the goal of having a healthcare system in our country that is affordable and accessible for all our citizens? That's really the question. All other countries, industrialized countries, have answered that in the affirmative. And they have different systems. Some have insurance-based programs. Some have government-run. Some have a mix. But they have achieved a goal of having healthcare be accessible and affordable for all their citizens. We haven't made that decision in this country. Democrats, by and large, do see the government has a role, not to run it, but to help achieve that issue of access. A lot of my Republican colleagues, some agree that government has a role, many don't. And that's what you're seeing is the debate on the Republican side. They have this, in my view, fantasy that if you just leave it to the private market, somehow magically insurance companies are going to provide coverage for significant coverage for everybody. And we know from experience that doesn't work, because if you have a private market model on its own, insurance companies, by definition, have to focus on profits and shareholders. That means they don't want to cover anybody that's sick. They want to dump somebody who gets sick. And the bottom line is trying to get profits, and profits come from getting the maximum in premiums, paying out the least in benefits. So that's the debate that's raging on the Republican side.
But in the end, does this open? I know you've spoken on this before and said it's not the time right now, but single payer is going to be looking more and more attractive as these guys keep falling on their faces. Isn't that true?
Well, it is. I mean, what I like about Medicare for All is this. It's pretty simple to understand.
Sure.
You know, everybody who's 65 and older.
Me.
Is on Medicare.
Right.
And we've paid for it. Everybody helps pay for it. It's not a special deal for one group, and it doesn't depend on whether you're poor or rich, whether you've made it or you're still struggling. If you're over 65, you're going to get access to health care, and all of us help pay into that fund as we're going through our working lives. So people embrace that as something that works for them. And the point of Medicare for All is if it works for everybody over 65, why can't it work for everybody? And it can. In other countries, it does. We'd have significant challenges to make the transition. But it's an inclusive approach. You're not just making health care available if you're on this side or that side of an income line. So I like it.
And I like it, too. Peter Welch, and I like Peter Welch. He's the congressman from Vermont, a Democrat at large, the only one in office since 2007. And when we come back, we got lots more to talk about tomorrow.